the Gemara in Samach Vav Amud Beis has the name of Rava La'olam Yilamed Adam Misach Beiso Shetei Isha Madicha Beis Kmata B'mayim, that a woman prior to going to the mikveh has to rinse out the folds in her body. Says Rashi Kmata Beis Hashachli Beis Hastarim Shalom. Gemara says Meisive Beis Kmata Beis Hastarim Ein Asichla Beis Mayim. Where it says no, nihi de bias mayim labinan, makom aroy le bias mayim binan. So even bias astarim has to be ra'oi le bias mayim. Okay, we'll come back to that. Then the Gemara has on Samosayin and Aleph a series of related halachos. About five lines down, Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, hani ravdi de kasilta, the scab that's created from bloodletting. So up until 3 days, does not constitute a chatzitza. After 3 days, it is a chatzitza. Says Rashi, "Tulasa yomi glad and rach umechubar." That up until 3 days, the scab is soft and more connected to the body. Vavik kegufa barzul chaytzi is considered part of the body. Now chotzei. That's halacha one. The other Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ukva Liflo Sheba Ayin." If you have crust in the eye, Lach Eino Chotzeitz Yavish Chotzeitz. So if it's moist, it does not constitute a chatzitza. If it's dry, it does. Ema Sainikra Yavish Misha Shemaskel Yarek. When it starts to turn yarok. Okay. Then Halacha number 3, Amar Shmuel Kachol Shebasocha Ayin Eino Chotzeitz. Rouge in the eye does not constitute a chatzitza. If it's outside of the eye, external to the eye, it is a chatzitza. Im hayu eina aporcho, safilo al gabi ayin eino chotzeitz. And if the eye is blinking heavily, then even if it's outside the eye, it's not chotzeitz, because we assume that whatever is there is easily washed out by the blinking. Okay, and then a fourth memra, Am Rav Yochanan Paschei Nabi Yosef, Asmei Nabi Yosef La'asal Tefila. If a woman opens her eyes successfully or closes her eyes successfully, that is a problem of chatzitza. Fine, and we'll discuss why. Machlokes we've shown him soon. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to other halachos. Tosas here, Dibur Maskil Pascha, the second Dibur Maskil Pascha, quotes the Gersh Rabbeinu Chananel, has a line in our Gemara that we don't have. Very important line. Les Hilchasaka Kol Hanish Maisa. That everything we just said now is in Lahalacha. That all these memras are not Lahalacha. Dichi Itmar Hani Lataras. Avalabai La Tahora. Because all these halachas we just said, about Rivda de Kasilta and Lifluf and Kachol and perhaps Asmin Abiyoser. These are all only relevant in Yitaros, but in Yitheter Labayla, not. So let's Hilchas Kachol Hanish Maisa. Okay, that's the Tosa question of Ben Chanano, and you see in Tosos, Machlokes, among the Bali Tosos, and Rashi, whether this line belongs here, whether in fact the Gemara rejects all these memros lahalacha. What does Rambam say? Rambam mikvos perek beis halacha kaf beis. Perek beis halacha kaf beis. Paschei Nabi Yoser. Oh, Asmei Nabi Yosef lo asla tefila. Okay. Medvar murim linyan taros. That's only relevant linyan taros. Aval atir labayla. Harezim mutaros. Alpha pishanothna tafshe levon o shahaya bas seret yashan. O shahaya al gavina kochal. Bein paskei no asmo san harezim mutaros labayla. Shakol advarim the elu v'chayotzi behen, einan chotzis in elam idivreim. These are all only chatzisos de rabbanan. Ulinyan taros gazru, ulinyan bila gazru, and the rabbanan only were gozer that these are considered chatzisos. Ulinyan taros, not le'inyan heter levayla. So says the Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah here. This is a Girsus Harif that we saw in Tosfos, Rimei Nuchananel, Les Hilcha Sakokol Hanishmaisa, that these memras are only relevant in Taras, not in Yenhatel Abayla. Kesef Mishnah just raises the question that the Rambam left one off the list. Liflo Shaba Ayin. The Rambam doesn't mention here one way or another. He thinks it's included when he talks about Sari Yasha, and that includes maybe that includes Liflo Shabayin as well. Okay, but fundamentally, the Rambam Paskin cite this Rabbeinu Chananel, Les Hilcha Sakuchon Hanishmais, as far as Hetel Abayla, these things do not constitute a Chatzitza. Okay. Tosos and Yavamas. Tosos Yavamas, Mem Zayin and Mebeis. There the Gemara says that whatever constitutes a chatzitza in general is also a chatzitza le'inyan tfilas geirus. So there Tosa suggests, or Tosa says, that the distinction that the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel and our Gemara has between chatzitza le'inyan taras and chatzitza le'inyan abayla, that applies to a safi chatzitza. If any time there's a safi chatzitza, we're machmir le'inyan taras, where we're makel le'inyan baila. And Beis Yosef here quotes a variant position that the Mordechai has b'shem the Yireim, that even if you are goris eskirs Rabbeinu Chananel, as hilchas hakachol hanishmaisa, and there is a distinction between taras and baila, that's only a distinction b'di'evet. But l'halacha, you have to be machmir l'chachila. So the Urayim's understanding, the Mordechai quotes in the Urayim, that even though he had this girsa of l'silchas l'kohanish ma'isa, but that's only on a matter of, on a level of b'di'evet. But l'chachila, everyone should agree, according to the Mordechai b'shem Urayim, that you have to be machmir on these times of chatzitzas, even l'vayla. And Beis Yosef thinks that this is maybe pshat on the Rambam also. Because after all, the Rambam, it's true this is Lashon Gemara, so it's not necessarily absolutely Meduyuk, but Paschal Nebi Yosef, Asmei Nebi Yosef, Laos Latfila Lataras, Belinyan Baila, yes. Again, that's a formulation of B'di'evet. If she was had her eyes open to much or close to much, that's not going to aser. Or if she had kachol, or if she had this kind of a scratch. So those are all formulations of b'di'evet. So maybe the Rambam also would agree that l'chachila, even l'inyan heter l'bayla, these chatzitzas should be avoided. It's only b'di'evet. If a woman went to the mikvah with these chatzitzas, then she wouldn't have to go again. And that's also how the Gaon seems to understand the Psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber, as far as Asmei Nebi Yosef, quotes Yesh Omrim to be Machmir, Sif Lamates, Lotat Asmei Nebi Yosef, Al Tiftachem be Yosef, V'yamasakein, if she did, Yesh Omrim Shalos Latvila. So the Gaon here, Memdal, it seems to understand that's the Psak of the Mechaber, that L'chachila, you know, stam v'yesh omrim halacha should be kistam, right? That im asakein, it should be good. But even so, that's only a b'di'evet. With l'chachila, you have to be machmir even le'inyan heter l'bayla.
What
does
Tosfos mean?
That's
a suffix.
Any time there's a suffix as to whether something constitutes a chatzitza, then where we're talking about an iser and Iser de Rabbanan, you could be Mekel.
How's there a Safek?
I'm sorry?
How's there a Safek? Just in some case where there's somehow a Safek?
In any case where there.
Yeah.
Tos is bothered. The Gemara here says whatever is a chatzitza for tefillah is a chatzitza for geiris is a chatzitza for nida. The standards are all the same. Tema. Dilinyan hechsher mikvah pshita lei shein lechalei b'nida labai lebein tairos. Dika amar makam shenida tavel alasinya chatzitza tali nida b'tefillah tamar tairos. What's the Gemara adding? That's pashut. That the standards for chatzitza should be true across the board. Yishlamar. No. V'chatzitza d'ika mili tuva d'lo havi elami d'rabanan. So there are various chatzitzas, only also the Rabbanan, Ruba ben Amakbid, Miyad Amakbid, Yisrach Lashbina, the chatzitzas, the Rabbanan Ami, Ein Lechalik, Bein Labai Lutaris. Even though it's only the Rabbanan, you have to be Machmer equally Labai Lutaris. The Ika Mili, the chatzitzas, Peribasa Denida, Hanimi Lutaris, Labai Lalo. I, the Gemara in one place, if you have Argir, Sir Ben Chananel, is Mechala between Lutaris and Labai Lalo, that's only by Safi chatzitzas. Vade chatzitza, even if it's only asid rabbanan, it's all the same. Okay. So, how does the mechaber address the first three cases of the Gemara? We just skipped to the last one of Asmei Nabi Yoser. So, mechaber writes, beginning in Sif Zayin, Lifluf shachutz la'ayin chotzeitz. If you have crust outside the eye, as we saw, that is a chatzitza filu hulach. Lifluf Sheba ayin eino chotzeitz, vimu yavish chotzeitz, vuhusha hiskol horik. So that's the din of lifluf. Sifchas, kachol, sheba ayin eino chotzeitz, chutzla ayin chotzeitz, emaisa pasachas, viosema sena tadir, avsha chutzla ayin eino chotzeitz. Okay? And then, rivda de kusilta, siftes, dam yavish alamaka chotzeitz, rir sheba socha eino chotzeitz, etc. The distinction between toch gimel and la'achar gemel. Okay? So Mechaber just quotes straight all three members of the Gemara Kitzurasan. No mention of this Rabbeinu Chananel of Les Hilchasuk Chol HaNishmaisa. So it sounds like the Rambam is just paskening like the Girsa Lefaneinu that these all constitute a chatzitza lemaisa, even lebaila. Says the Shach, Sivkatin Yigimel, Das Arayvid, Varashba, Varambam, Rabinatam, Vismag, Vishar, Kamigonim, the Chatzitza Zu, Vichain Chatzitza Besiv Ches Vites, Eno Elitaros, Avalola Baila, and Mavim Beis Yosef. So Beis Yosef told us about the Rabbeinu Chananel. Vitema, Shalli Hisker Daitim Khan, why didn't make the Shachan Aruch, didn't make the cut? Vod, Dimidi de Rabbanan, who anyway, we're only talking about the Rabbanans. The Dvar Torah Nechotz is Heluuba Makbid Olav, Uba the Rabbanu Halachachar Mekel. So number one, you should have quoted the Makilim, and number two, we should pass on the Makilim. Because we have a whole long slew of Rishonim that are Mekel, and we're talking about no worse than Issa the Rabbanan. So the Mechaber didn't quote the Deya that's Mekel at all. And moreover, the Shach thinks we should actually pass on like that Deya. V'chein nirli hudas rabbeinu rucham shakasav lifluf yafish chotzeitz chutzla ayin, etc. V'chein b'shas dafka l'taras v'baylalo kakasav rambam. So he thinks the Rambam is in that position also, as we saw. V'chein ikar v'chein hiskim rav haposkim d'garsinu lesil chasukachol hanishmaisa. So he doesn't know why the Mechaber left it out. The Shach concludes, Mikol makom nira dehecha de'efsher shetipo sheni seish l'hachmir, olhecha de'efsher vade kedayim kol hani rabusa lisma chaleim, sheposku z'latar estaf gemer v'lola baila. So, yeah, it's true the Mechaber left it out. The Shach thinks that Mikra Dindo, you could be Mekel. Lich Achila, you should be Machmer like the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch to view these things as Chatzitzos and to be Tovel again if you went to Mikra with such a Chatzitzos. Oh, but that's not possible. Mikra din, you can rely on the Makilim. And he says, the Mechaber himself quotes this day later on. That's what we saw in Sif Lamedes, right? When it comes to Asmei Neha B'Yoser, there the Mechaber did say, V'yesh Omrim, that lo also tefillah. Yeah.
I guess this is a more general question. Like in that case where the shock says maker, then it's okay. But if it's best to, I think the rev said b'tovelis again. Does that mean only a case where like the woman is still in the mikvah, she hasn't gone home yet, so it's very easy to b'tovelis again? Or if like she, if it's already, you know, the mikvah is going to close and she won't be able to get back to the mikvah until the next day.
So as we see, we usually distinguish between lanse etzavayla and lo lanse etzavayla. Not just that she went home already, but im kfar lanse etzavayla. So then to insist that another tefillah was not really necessary creates some kind of a laz. So then if there's grounds to be mekel, be mekel. But lo lanse etzavayla, even if she went home already, we would tell her to go back to the mikvah, or even if the mikvah is closed, maybe wait till tomorrow.
So this would
follow. So this would be probably where just where it's lola and say it's a baila to go back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Shach notes the fact that the Mechaber doesn't quote any cholik in Zayin Chastas, which are the first three cases of the Gemara, but does quote a cholik. It quotes the Yesh Mefarshin to be Machmir by Asmei Nabi Yoser, which is the fourth case of the Gemara. So there is such a sheet in Rishonim. the Raivin Bali Nefesh, Sharat Fila Simon Beis Osches, Bali Nefesh Simon Beis Osches, there the Raivin writes that the Rabbeinu Chananel, or that line, Las Hilchas HaKolchol HaNishmaisa, that's inserted to modify the first three memros, but not the fourth. That Asmei Nabi Yoser is lahalacha, even le'inyan baila. It's just the first three cases of Rivda de Gesulta and Liflof Shabayin and Kachol Shabayin, where we say Les Hilchasa Kachol Hanishmaisa. So that would be, the Chaber would be consistent with that position of the Raivin. Now, on that point of Asmei Nabi Yoser, Rishon were bothered. How is that din different? If she closes her eyes too tight or opens them too wide, that's a potential chazitza problem. We'll have to find why in a minute. But at first glance, that sounds very similar to what the Mishnah has in Mikvos, Perechas Mishnah Hay. You have Mishnayis Mikvos in the back of your Shachanarach Benji, if you want to take a look. Paraches Mishnah Hay. Nas Nasar Befiya, she puts her hair in her mouth. Kafsa Yada, she clenches her fist. Karsa Siv Saseha, she clenches her teeth together, her mouth. Kilo Tavla. So you're showing her bothered. Asmei Nabi Yoser, she closes her eyes too tight. That is not a problem if you have the Gersa Ben Chanan Les Hilchas HaKolchol HaNishmaisa, Raivin notwithstanding. So if you say, so how is it that Les Hilchas HaKolchol HaNishmaisa and Asmin Nabi Yoser is only a prime linyan taras, not linyan baila, but Karsa Sif Saseha, if she closes her mouth closed too tight, that is a problem. So what's the difference between closing your eyes too tight and closing your mouth too tight? The Rashba has his kasha. The Rashba here is Samazayin and Aleph. The Rash writes as follows. Lo tikshi devadai karsa sifsaseha ma'akeves biasmaye b'makam agoloi. So if she's closing her mouth too tight, that's going to stop the water from coming into her mouth. Aval paska eneha ena ma'akeves klum. But what's going to happen if she opens her eyes too tight? Again, there's Asmei Nabi Yoser, and Paskei Nabi Yosef. So here, first the Rashi is addressing Paskei Nabi Yosef. She opens them too wide. So if she opens her eyes too wide, that's not a problem, because the water is not, you're not preventing the water from coming into the eyes. The eyes are open. Ela what? K'matin ba'almahu da'avda b'malkam shadarka b'kach. So the only problem could be that if she's going to open her eyes too wide, it may create some kind of a fold on the upside of the eye. It was under. If you open your eyes too wide, so then you're creating a fold on the top of your eye, potentially. I'm sorry?
So I'm talking about here.
If you open your eye...
So there's a fold right here.
Right.
Not more, much more than up here.
Okay. So if you open your eye too wide, that's going to create a fold. But that's been welcome shadarka b'kach. That's reasonable. And that, even that fold, is not going to prevent water from coming in. So quotes the Rashba from the Ramban. So the Rashba there doesn't explicitly say the same thing for Asmei Neha. And he asks the Kasha, Maishna Paskei Nabi Yosef Asmei Neha Delo Ma'akvi B'Tfila U'Maishna Karsasif Sasa. So he tells you, Paskei Neha doesn't prevent the water from coming in. Ela K'matin Ba'almuhu. And Asmei Neha, he doesn't really address explicitly. But it sounds like he's assuming that the pshat in Asmina or Paskin of Yosef is like Rashi. Rashi writes, what's the issue? Paskina habi Yosef havi chatzitza milmala. Asmina habi Yosef havi chatzitza milmata. So Rashi sounds like the problem is a chatzitza outside of the eye. That if you're going to open your eye too wide, it's going to create a chatzitza on the outside of the eye, meaning the kamatim, there'll be some folds that are created. And Asmei Nabi Yosef, if she tightens it, so that's going to create some folds. So does he mean below the eye on the outside, or does he mean in the eye? Where is the chatzitza lamata that Rashi is talking about? Paskei Nabi Yosef is Havi Chatzitza L'mala. It sounds like outside the eye, if you open your eye too wide, you can create some fold. And if you close it too tight, you're going to create some fold L'mata. Is that L'mata under where the eye is closed inside, or is the L'mata outside of the eye on the bottom?
How would you have a Chatzitza on the inside?
I'm sorry?
How would you have a Chatzitza on the inside? It just needs to be Rav Yisrael.
So maybe that wouldn't be Rav Yisrael anymore, because it's not just... you have something else that's folded that would prevent BS Mayim, not just the, it's if you're super closing the eye, then you're adding something to prevent BS Mayim.
Well, from I think what was pretty helpful role play, correct me if I'm wrong, Yossi, the closing the eye too tight,
right,
on the bottom lid,
yeah,
it's going to create a lot of folds.
And the inside or the outside?
On the outside, but like
on the outside of the eye and the bottom. You, okay, that.
And Rashi says lamata,
right,
and lamala. So referring to the top.
So that lid. Okay, that would be an easier understanding if that's the case. Good. So outside the eye, but it's on the bottom outside the eye. Okay. So then that's an easy meaning. Then Paskin and Asma are really the same thing in two different. The same problem with two different directions, and then that's what the Rashba and the Ramban seem to be assuming, or that's what the Rashba and the Ramban, their answers seem to be assuming, in distinguishing between Kartsa and Asma, and Asma Paskina. The problem is the Kamatim that you're creating, which is a lower grade problem, because it doesn't really prevent the Bias Mayim, than Kartsa Sifsa Sa. The Meiri has a different shot. Meiri writes, "What's Atzmeina Paschina Biyoser?" The Meiri says, Zusha Rabbi Yochanan Ba'atzma Ina Rabbi Yosef Ba'atzma Ina Rabbi Yosef Vadi Alachahi Nali the Ben Chanano Velo, at least not like the way it tells us Rabbi Chanano Velo also Latvila Kedin Kirtz Asif Sasa. That is exactly the same problem as Kirtz Asif Sasa, that you're preventing Rai Labias Mayim, that just like when you close your mouth the water can't get in, if you close your eyes, the water can't get into your eyes. So that's not considered Raila Bias Mayim anymore. And that's what the Ravid holds as well. I mean, the reason in Svara, the Rashi presents the Ravid this way, but the reason in Svara that you want to be Mechalik between Atzmei Neha, Paschei Neha, and the previous three cases is this Kasha from Karetz HaSif Saseha. So the Ravid says, Les El Chasa Kol HaNishmaisa is only going in the first three cases, but not in Atzmei Neha. So he may be compelled to say that because of this Kasha, that Atzmei Neha seems just like Karetz HaSif Saseha. So for Machmir, Karetz HaSif Saseha, the Mishnah and Perikas to Mikvos, then how can you be Mekel on Atzmei Neha? They're both the same problem of closing up that which otherwise would be Beis Astarim to make it Einar Roy L'Bias Mayim. Right, and the Rashba and the Ramban understood that Pascha Atzma is a lower grade problem. It's not that it's Einar Roy L'Bias Mayim, it's just you're creating Kamatim, and those Kamatim are not as significant. Okay. There is a true of the Sholem Eshev, famous true of the Sholem Eshev, Tinyana Chela Gimel Simen Kovches, Tinyana Chela Gimel Simen Kovches, the end of the tshuva, discusses a glass eye. Someone who was blind and wore a glass eye for cosmetic purposes to mask her blindness. So somehow you wouldn't be able to tell this person was blind, so she wore a glass eye. And then she forgot to remove the glass eye before tefillah. Is that a problem? Is that a chatzitza? Is that considered makbid? So he writes as follows. Shuv is written, Yud Gimel Kislev, Tav Resh Yud Zayin, 1857, 1856, okay? Isha achas she'asasala ayin achas mizchuches shebe'ena achas haisasuma. So she was blind in one eye. So she made this glass in order to mask her blindness. V'halcha litbo v'tavla v'shachacha l'hasir ayin shazchuches v'achshav shalem muteres l'bayla b'tfilizim. So the Sholem Eshev has two reasons l'haka, which potentially could stand independent of each other. Vine Amrli Ha'em, sadly the mother was involved in asking the Shaila, Sheyachol Lava Mayim Gam Ayidei Zchuchizu. So this glass is not so tight, and the water could go under the glass. The glass is inserted in the front of the eye, and the water could go underneath. She'ena Mehudak Yafa. It's not so tight, yeah.
It's wet all around. Why isn't that good?
Since
there's water going all the way around.
That's what he's saying.
I'm saying even if water didn't actually go behind it,
yeah,
it's lubricated, so the whole thing's wet all the way around. Is that not good?
Is that the Messias?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's saying it is loose, so you could get around. In theory, if the water couldn't get on the backside, so then maybe that's not right. It'd be a smite. No?
But there is water there.
There's water where?
It's like if you put your hand in water, grip it tightly, put it in the mikvah, that's good.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right. So there's water where?
If there's water, there's like a thin layer of water that's lubricating it, otherwise.
But if it's never touching the mikvah, so
how do you know?
What do you mean? Because your eye produces liquid, it's not just holding it tightly, it's dry.
Yeah.
There's at least a thin layer.
I don't know.
I think all like internal parts of your body produce.
Yeah. So is that enough liquid
but
to...
Even if there's an actual layer of water, but it never touches the mikvah, it never touches the mikvah such that that water could be...
If it touches the water, would that be good?
There has to be some connection, meaning if there's water behind the glass,
is it
but it doesn't...
that if you were to open your eyes, it would touch that water, and then it would turn that on to mikvah water? Is that good?
If you were to open your eye...
if
in theory...
If she opened them, it would touch
maybe she does open her
thin
eyes.
Layer of water would go all around. Would that be good enough?
Could be, but maybe that's not. Again, in his case, that's the Matisse is anyway that it, the water goes around. You're asking theoretically if it wouldn't. So, I don't know.
Well, it applies more like context would be a more better
we'll,
case. Though.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to context soon. Good. So he writes as follows: that the water can go around. It's einam behuduk. V'kevin shall kol panim roi lava mayim, kol roi lebi a mayim kasher. So number one, he says it's loose. So loose anyway, Mi'akar Adin is okay. And here, it's Beis Astarim, says Rai Lebi Esmayim. The water could get around. So if it's Rai Lebi Esmayim, the water could get around, then even if her eyes are closed, it's good. And then number two, Linyan Chatzitza Nira Levniyas Daiti, Tekan Lo Shayach Zos, Techatzitza Lo Shayach, it's even if you're not going to be done as far as Beis Astarim Rai Lebi Esmayim. You look at this strictly in terms of chatzitza. So it's not a chatzitza. Why? The chatzitza lo shayach rakishamak pedes lahasir vimnesha rala uganai bedover. Chatzitza means that she is inclined to remove it because it's there's something negative about it and there's something embarrassing about it. Avokan sheoseis lenoi. But here, she dafka wants it for cosmetic purposes. She has the eye dafka because she wants it there. Ube emes kol inyan as chuches she tisra kebala sai. The whole point of it is that she should look like she's not blind. Vim kein adarab, ein amak pedos as that. Vishapir dami, v'af shalafabim asira zos, even though sometimes she does remove it, hainu kadeh shalayis kalkel. That's only so that it shouldn't get dirty. And even though it creates some pain, but it's Lenoy, so she's willing to grin and bear it. The Kabbalah says, Sar Kadeshalot is Baza, Velo Shayach Magpedas. So if it's there for cosmetic purposes, says the Sholem Eshev, even if there's some pain involved, but the pain doesn't bother you in the scheme of things because of the cosmetic gain. And even if you remove it at some point, so that's only so it doesn't get dirty, since that's not a chatzitza. What's the obvious kasha on the Sholem Eshev? So Moshe raises the following, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Daled. How is this any different than the Raiva's ring? Right? What are you saying? That you're... Yes, true that you remove it even every night. That's only so it doesn't get dirty. Yeah, so and why do you remove the ring to knead? It's also so it doesn't get dirty. But as long as you remove it, or as long as for the Raiva, Ela Alacha, if you remove it regularly for anticipated reasons, so then that's still a chatzitza. And here Moshe says it's even worse, because you're not just removing it so it doesn't get dirty, you're removing it because it's not comfortable. That's true, that there's a cosmetic gain, a benefit, cosmetic gain, but bottom line, there's still some sar involved. So as far as that reason is concerned, Moshe's not convinced. He thinks that this shouldn't be any better than the Raivid's ring. And for that reason, it could be a chatzitza. Furthermore, says Ramosha, that it's considered makbid because if you were to keep it there all the time, that'll create more health problems. That'll be bad for you. You can't keep it there all the time. But Ramosha has another reason lahakel, and this is Ramosha's chiddush that he has elsewhere. We'll talk about it in other contexts as we go on. Ramosha's chiddush about what's the geder of Beis Hasdarim of Roy Lebias Mayim. So Ramosha holds that something's only a chatzitza in a Beis Hasdarim if it adheres like devek v'tit. It adheres like glue or cement or plaster. That's where it's considered ein aroy lebias mayim. But if it's just there, it doesn't adhere per se. It's just placed, inserted there. So even if it ends up being there in a behudic fashion, and even if you're makbid to remove it, as long as it's not mistabek, as long as it's not adhering kedevek v'tit, that's not a chazitza, that's still considered ra'oi l'bias mayim. That ends up being a bigger gula, because then even if it's mehuduk, but as long as it's not set in kedevek v'tit, Ramosha thinks that's not the chisana ra'oi l'bias mayim. So therefore, Ramosha thinks, we'll talk about other applications of this as we go on, but in the context of this tshuva kuf dalet, Ramosha thinks that contact lenses, since they're not adhering kedevik vitit, so lichachila, you should remove contact lenses. But if you didn't remove contact lenses before tvila, you don't need another tvila. It sounds like for Ramosha, even if Lolan say it's a baile, even if she could relatively easily go to mikvah again, she didn't remove the contact lenses, fundamentally, it's not considered a chisarin royal bias mayim, besa starim. And therefore, you wouldn't need another tefillah.
Don't contact lenses adhere?
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't contact lenses be considered devek v'tit?
No. So he says, it's not that you're not gluing it in. It's,
you
can't
really force it, but...
I'm sorry?
No, yes, he was saying that since he can move it around, it's not
right.
So... It's not so, but I'm saying...
Right, Ramosha said, even if it's mehudak, even if it's pretty tight, but it's not pasted or taped or glued in, and that's not a problem.
Like a permanent attachment.
Right.
And there it definitely should be like when you put your fist in water, shouldn't it? For the contact lens. There's a definite layer of liquid underneath. Like
and that...
Tears.
I'm sorry? And that fully connects to the front of the eye?
Yeah.
Is that so?
If it dried out, that'd be bad. You don't want it.
I don't know. I never wore contacts. I don't know. The other posts can raise a different issue. Shevet Levi talks about this. Chelek Beis Siman Sadi Zayin and Minchas Yitzchak. Chelek Vav Siman Peites. Chelek Vav Siman Peites. And the Shari Tfila, Simen Lamed Tes. Shari Tfila was B'Shalom Zalman's nephew that we quoted his other Sefer Ksavim before, Chil Michel Stern. So he writes here in the Shari Tfila, we'll get to others in a moment, that he thinks contact lenses are a problem, not like Ramosha, even if they're relatively loose, but there's a different issue, that you have to be choshesh if a woman's going to the mikveh wearing contact lenses, then she may end up coming on to us min abiyoser. She has the contact lenses in, and she has to, she may be inclined to, or may end up tightening her eyes more than baseline, because, dafka, because she has the contact lenses in, to avoid having them come in contact with water. So that's what he thinks, and the shovel to the Minchas Yitzchak, makes this argument as well. The Minchas Yitzchak accepts the premise of the Shaul, Chelek Vav Siman Peites, that this is a concern, that she may come to be Matzah Min HaBiyoser to prevent water coming in, and that'll be a bigger problem. And what happens if water comes in contact with contact lenses?
I mean, over long term, it could lead to infection.
So is that a reasonable concern? Is the natural reaction that if you were to go swimming wearing contact lenses, you would shut your eyes tight more than the norm?
I imagine it's true for some people.
Okay, so that's what's raised by Minsk Zitzchak, by the Shari Tfila, and Rav Vosner. So they're all concerned that if you went to the mikveh wearing contact lenses, it wouldn't be good, even b'di'evet. Badir Shulchan Sif Katan Reish Tzadivav is not sure. Badir Shulchan Reish Tzadivav is Mesupak Ladina, whether you could be makel if a woman went to the mikveh wearing contact lenses, b'kfar lanzei tzal bailo. Rav Avadia is makel on that, b'di'evet. Rav Avadia, Chela Gimel, Taras Abayis is on Chatzis and Tvila, the page Kafav Chela Gimel. And Rabbi Wilg as well is makel b'kfar lanzei tzal bailo. If a woman was wearing contact lenses, that you don't have to go to the mikveh again. But in low lanzei tzal bailo, then she should. That seems to be the consensus remotion that was standing.
I'm sorry, what does the Badi Shulchan say?
Well, the Shulchan's not sure. He's Mesupak Ledina, whether you could be Mekel B'dieved im Kfar Lanse Eitzel Baila.
Lamaisa, that means Machmer, I
said. Sorry?
Lamaisa, that means like...
If he's not sure, well, I don't know what he'd say if you'd ask him, because what he would say if you ask him may be different than what he writes in the Sefer. But you can call him and ask him.
Right.
Let us know.
He lives in Lakewood?
He lives in Lakewood now, yes. I'll give you his number if you want. Okay. I got a shiloh last night, and Av Bezdin, one of our Batei Din, called me and said he did a geirus for a woman, as we just noted, the Gemara Yavama said, whatever the chatzitza for... regularly need this a chatzitza for geirus as well. So he did a geirus for a woman, and after the fact, she realized that she forgot to take off out her contact lenses. Why the mikveh attendant didn't pick up on that, I'm not sure. But so you know, normally we'd say go back to the mikveh, and it's an easy redo. But she lives a plane ride away. She didn't live locally, so she went back home to wherever she lives, and now she realized that she forgot to take out her contact lenses. So, this is not Lansay Sabaila. We should do another Geiris, to be sure. So have to work out the logistics of that.
Wait, so, did she keep Shabbos?
His
Shabbos? What did she do?
So, that we're makel on even by Mavel or Tavel. We would tell him to keep Shabbos. Yeah. So, anytime there's a suffix, whether some of the Jewish should keep Shabbos.
Even though
consequences of Goy Shavas are not as severe as the consequences of Yisrael Shechil Shabbos. So if it's a choice between violating Goy Shavas or violating... So in fact, there are a lot of whole array of kulas by Goy Shavas or ways of avoiding that. But the consequences of Yisrael being Mechal Shabbos, Ikra Din, it was a good game risk, because this is just a Chumrah. It's Ikra Din... Mikradin, even the Minchas Yitzchak would acknowledge Mikradin, it's okay. What, Ella, what, you're concerned that maybe us may not be also, that's a chashash. Okay. But push comes to shove. And just like, you know, whoever would be Mekel, Bikfar, Lansa, Eitzel, Baila, so then we assume the Mikradin the Gavis is good. But why get into any shilas? So that's just the detail of it, figuring out the logistics. Okay. Now, Poskim discuss the following Shaila. The person has a perforated eardrum. So if a person has a perforated eardrum, that means that there's a hole, and there's a significant risk of infection should that hole come into contact with water. So what does a woman with that situation do as far as tefillah? If you're not going to do anything, so then you're running a risk of infection if you're going to go to the mikveh with this hole in your eardrum. Moshe writes about this back in Luban in 1934. Chelek Aleph Siman Sadiches. So apparently they even had perforated eardrums in Europe. So the Shoel, Chelek Aleph Siman Sadiches, the assumption of the Shoel was that if you're going to place a... So the assumption was you can avoid the problem by plugging up the hole. How are you going to plug up the hole? So you put a piece of cloth that is dipped in Vaseline into the ear. And they also had Vaseline in Europe because that was invented in 1872. So you're going to take a cloth, dip it in Vaseline, and put it in the ear. The assumption of the Shoel to Ramosha is that that would be a chatzitza de Rabbanon. But the Shaila was, can you be makel on a chatzitza de Rabbanon b'malkom igun? Because if you don't do this, then the woman's not going to be able to go to the mikvah for months and months and years or whatever the amount of time would be until this medical situation solves itself, if that ever happens. So the assumption of the Shoel was that this is going to be a chatzitza. Our Moshe is not convinced about that assumption. That no, maybe if you put a piece of cloth, insert a piece of cloth into the hole in the ear, maybe it's not a chatzitza. How do you know? So the Gemara, so you have the din in Shabbos Samach Dalid of Ha'isha Yotza B'Melch Shebos Neha, that a woman is allowed to walk aside her Shisa Rabim with a moch in her ear. And we know the whole assumption, the first mission of Meisha Yosef we discussed last time, starting point is that anything that would constitute a chatzitza also creates an Isser Hotzah, because we're concerned that a woman may be Nizdam L'Tvila and remove anything that's a chatzitza and be Mitalti L'Dalad Amas Vishis Rabbim. So the fact that we're matter a woman to be Yosef and Moksha Bosneha must mean that Moksha Bosneha is not a chatzitza. Why is that? So this is where Ramosha develops that yesod in Beis Hastarim, that a chatzitza in Beis Hastarim is only a problem if it's davuk, if it strongly adheres to, is glued to the body. But here, even if it's tight, it's not glued, and therefore it's not considered to be a chatzitza. So Ramosha's maskana there, lahalacha, is as follows. He writes, "Zeh anochel ani yastaiti binyan zeh, v'yesh lahoros lahatir lemaisa b'makom igun kazeh, sheharbi yakila chacham letakanasam, she'im efshela moch below vaseline, tasim moch yavesh ba'ozna ba'omeksas, shavi beis hastar." So the best would be if medically it's feasible to put in a clean cloth without Vaseline and insert it into that hole, then that would be the best. That's not a chatzitza. And even if you need to put in Vaseline, he has a raya from Yerushalmi in Shabbos, that even a moch tovel b'shemen, even if the moch is dipped into oil, it's not a hotza problem, i.e., it's not chotzeitz. Just be sure to clean out the ear as much as possible from any other dirt or residue, and then put in the moch. Rabbi Morgenstern in Shin Pei Hei, quotes of Vilyashiv felt that putting in cotton into an ear would be considered a chatzitza. He doesn't explain there why that's different than the case of Moshe Bosneha in Bamei Isha. But there's another suggestion. There's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, Yaradeya Simon Rei Samach Beis. So the Avnei Nezer first addressed, well, maybe if you put in the cotton into the ear for 7 days, then maybe that becomes permanent, just like that's a kasher shel kayama. You tie a knot that's going to last for 7 days. Maybe that's a kasher shel kayama derabanan. So maybe that'll be better than the sava chazis. Probably it's not willing to be meiko, but his suggestion is, and this is like what Yossi was saying in a different context, that stick in a finger. If you stick in your finger to the mikveh water, so now your finger is lubricated with water, and then you're going to stick your finger into the ear, into the hole in the ear. So now that's Roy Lebias Mayim, just as we have in Sif Kafches. Lotochas b'chaverta b'yada b'yada b'shas tefila el imkein rav sayada. So if you wet your hands first in the mikveh water, and then you touch the woman being toveles, so if she's going to wet her hands first, and then touch the woman being toveles, that's considered chibur l'mei mikveh. See here too. Dip your hands in the mikveh water, then put your finger in the ear to plug up the hole, that should be ra'oi l'bias mayim. So the shari tefila and simon mem aleph is bothered by the following. Number one, how is that ra'oi l'bias mayim that as long as your finger is still in the ear, so then that's not ra'oi l'bias mayim because the finger's there. Number two, if you're going to stick your finger into your ear, then you may run another problem, because now you're going to be creating folds in your finger. So you solved your ear, but you now create a problem with your finger. So that's why the Piskei Das points out that, no, you have to use someone else's finger. So if the woman with a perforated eardrum goes to the mikveh, and the mikveh attendant sticks her finger into the perforated eardrum to allow the woman to be tovelis.
That's not the first problem.
That doesn't solve the B.S. Mayim problem.
And also, why is the first problem different than closing your mouth or eyes?
So if you close your mouth and your eyes, so then it's still... So that's fundamentally Riley B.S. Mayim. Yeah, you're right. Right. Why should that be any worse than closing your mouth, your eyes? I'm not sure. To look back again. I don't remember what he said. Good. Then there's another suggestion. The Shari Tefila talks about in Os Gimel that maybe you can use fish oil. They dip the moch or the cotton in fish oil. What's the advantage of fish oil? So dagim is b'yasa min amayim. So that's the Gemara in Zvachim Kavbeis. That's something that's b'yasa min amayim. B'yasa b'yam has a din amayim. So if something is b'yasa yam, they could have the din of water. So then that's not like a foreign substance. So Piskei Das says, so he's talking about putting the fish oil in the ear without the tzemer geffen, without the cotton. So maybe putting fish oil drops in the ear could help. So he says, but no, even the fish oil is water-based. So if it's water-based, that's not going to medically help. Although, so I spoke to my local ENT, Dr. Lederreich in Passaic, who said that, no, fish oil would help, and that is something that's sometimes suggested. So even without the cotton, to put fish oil drops in the ear does help. And the other suggestion that the Pesach Das has is to put antibiotics in the ear, antibiotic drops in the ear before tefillah, which Dr. Lederreich told me does not help. That simply putting antibiotic drops in the ear is not going to solve the problem that in and of itself isn't enough to give you any comfort to go to the mikveh regularly. So the bottom line that the poskim, your Moshe is willing to be makel for regular moch, with or without Vaseline. Other poskim are machmer on the moch, and either the using someone else's finger or fish oil drops or fish oil whatever seem to be suggestions that are on the table. I'm not sure how. I don't believe this to be a very common situation, but it does apparently come up sometimes. Okay. So let's talk now, this will be our final topic for today, about scabs. So the first of the maimers we just saw in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph was Rivda du Kasilta, which is a scab created after bloodletting. And there the Gemara distinguished between within 3 days and after 3 days. That within 3 days, Rashi said, Gildan Rach, it's a soft scab, Umbuchaber, Favikagufa Basulachaitz, it's considered part of the body, and doesn't create a chatzitza. So the Rishon bothered how to square this din of Rivda the Kasilta in our Gemara, where we distinguish between within 3 days and after 3 days, with the following two Mishnayos in the end of Mikvos. First, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Liflo Shechutz La'ayin. Ugalad Shechutz La'maka. If you have a scab outside of the wound, that's a chatzitza. So Mishnah Beis says, a galad chutz l'maka, scab outside the wound is a chatzitza. Mishnah Dalet says, liflof sheba'ayin uglad she'al hamaka. If you have a scab on the wound, over the wound, that's not a chatzitza. Right? Aleph, Mishnah's Aleph Beis are elu chotzin. Mishnah's Gimel Dalet are elu she'ein chotzin. Okay, so again, our Gemara says Rivda de Kasilta within 3 days is not a chatzitza. After 3 days is a chatzitza. The Gemara, the Mishnayos in Mikvos make no mention of 3 days, not 3 days. They just say that if it's outside of the wound, it is a chatzitza. If it's on the wound, it's not a chatzitza. Says the Ramban, our Gemara here, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Uglad she'ala makanami mishum hay taima hu delo avid inish lekalif glad makasa. So the scab that is on top of the maka, which the Mishnah Mikvah says is not chotzeitz, that's because if you have a scab on top of a wound, people are not going to pick at it. They're not going to try to peel it off. Mishum de kasha lamaka, because that's going to make things worse. You're going to let it develop until it dries out, and then it goes off on its own. But you're not going to proactively pick at a scab that's alamaka, because that's just going to make the wound worse. So that's if you have a regular maka, regular wound, with a scab on top of it, not chotzeis because you're going to leave it. That's not considered makbid because you're not going to touch it. Aval rivda de kusilta, but a scab over as a result of bloodletting. Atulasa yomin de lo kapit in a shalal lo chaitza. So up until 3 days, people aren't makbid about it. It's not chotzeis. Mikan ve'ela chaitza. After that, it is chotzeis. Inami. Atulasa yomin lachav lam akva. Maya, or up until 3 days, it's moist. It doesn't prevent the water from going under it. Mikan ve'ela chaitza diavesha v'kapitala. But after 3 days, it's chotzeis because it dries, and then you're makbid on it. Okay, so the Rambam says that if it's a glatch ala maka, if it's a wound on top of the, if it's a scab on top of the maka itself, so there, because it's going to be worse for you if you remove it, no one's going to play with it, no one's going to touch it. So that's not considered to be makbid, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. Riv de gesilta, that's a different equation. So there we distinguish between 3 days and after 3 days, either because of moist versus dry, or because general. Actually, that's actually explained the because in the first Eretz, up until 3 days you're not mak, but after that you're mak. That is the Ramban. Now the Rambam that we started with, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between within 3 days and after 3 days, and that's consistent with the Shita of Rambam that lets Hilchas HaKuchol HaNishmaisa. So the Ramban, who assumes that our Gemara here is La Lacha, these three Memras, the Ramban has to explain how is this different than the Mishnayos and Mikvos. For the Rambam, that's not a problem, because the Rambam says lets Hilchas HaKuchol HaNishmaisa. So Nida Sam Zayin is a lalacha anyway. So all you're left with is Mikvos Parakes. Mikvos Parakes is no distinction between within 3 days and after 3 days. So that's why in the Rambam there's no mention of 3 days as being significant. Okay. But what you see in the Ramban, the Rashba, is that if the Rashba is like the Ramban, If you're not going to remove a scab because it's going to be painful to do so, then that's considered to be eino makbid. Right, again, the Lashon of the Ramban was lo avid inish lekalid glad makaso mishim dekasha lemaka. That's going to be worse for the maka. So that position, that if you don't remove something, you won't remove something because of the tzar involved, that's considered Eina Makbid, is also reflected in a Tshuvas Hari in the Mordechai Tavshin Memches. Mordechai Tavshin Memches quotes the Tshuvas Hari, which the Beis Yosef here quotes, that Me'ikar Adin, any scab that's going to be painful to remove is not Chotzeitz, but the Minog is to remove it. The Minog is either to remove it or to wait until it cures itself. And the extreme of that position, to be machmir on such scabs, even if perhaps me'ikar adin, it's not necessary, the extreme of that is the sarmi kotzi that the Taz quotes over here. The Taz in Sivkat and Yedalid. Hevi marshal haga achas v'zal. The grav l'gabe tefila tzvicha lahasir. A scab has to be removed. Af al pisha koiv laharbe. Even if it's very painful. The ishto shel marach or zarua. Haisa tzvicha lama lefan of aruma. Shaya roa shelo haya grav aleha. Shelo haya mamila shaisa masira. Shaisa nara. Vaya koiv la. V'chein asa sarmi kotzi l'ishto. So the representation is a barach or a zeruah. And the Sarmi Kosi, we're very machmir on this to make sure that there are no scabs. And they didn't trust their wives to check themselves. Sidrei Tara, Sivkatan Kaf Gimel, paragraph beginning of the Tu Kasha, explains, the way he says it is that this is a chumrah. That since it would be painful to remove it, it's not a chatzitza mikra din, and this practice of the Bali Tosus was only l'chumra. But the Sidrei Tara says, it's mashma from the presentation of the Sarmi Kotzi, that he held that it was mikra din. If it was only a chumra, he should have relied on his wife. The fact that he didn't, sounds like he assumed it's mikra din. Even if she's mitzvah eres, because after all, there's no chilek in the Mishnah between mitzvah eres and that. That was the Ramban samsa. We read the Mishnah Yitz Mikvah, there's no indication that Tsar plays a role. So Siddur Tara says, the Tsar Mikosi himself, the way it's quoted, sounds like he was assuming it's a problem, Ikar Adin. Says Yitzhama Tzedek Lubavitch, Yaredeya Simon Kufnun Ches Osvav. Yaredeya Kufnun Ches Osvav. That the Machmirim assume as follows. That just like a Tabas, right now you're not Machmed on it, but at some point in the near future you're going to remove it to knead the dough. For that you have to be Machmed on that's a Chasitza. Here too, the scab's going to fall off tomorrow, the next day. So any time is going to come off soon. Then you have to be machmir on that. Or, second possibility, is that since Alpi Rov, removing a scab doesn't create sar, so even if in this situation there is sar, still to consider it to be a chatzitza. Now, if you're going to assume, like the Sidrei Tara says and for the Sarmi Kotzi, that this is Mikra Din, not just a Chumrah, how is this different than Sakana? We discussed last time the Mordechai with the dreadlocks and the braids, that if there's a Sakana to remove something, that's not a Chazitza. So why is this any different here? Why is Sar different than Sakana? If it's dangerous to remove it because the Shader are going to kill you, that's not a Chazitza. And if it's painful to remove it, it is a chatzitza, maishna tsar, maishna sakana. So Kivager writes, Chuvas kama simen samach, Chuvas Kivager kama simen samach, paragraph beginning with zeh, that if it's just pain, there's a way to manage pain. As you have a scab, so if you're going to pull it all off in one fell swoop, that's going to be very painful. But you could chip at it, you could take off a little at a time. You could do it in a way that minimizes the pain. So then, that's not such a big deal. But sakana, sakana. If you're worried that the demons are going to come and kill you, doesn't make a difference if you remove it in one shot or little by little, they're going to kill you nevertheless. That's why tsar is not the same as sakana. Or the Mereshes Moshe suggests, Simon Kuf Yates, maybe the difference is the level of subjectivity. If there's sakana, sakana is an objective problem. Tsar is in the eyes of the beholder. Some people have more pain, some people have less pain. That's totally subjective. So if something is so subjective, maybe there are different standards for Kepeda. Sidrei Tara then raises another question. Again, in Sivkatan Kavva, paragraph Mikom Makom. So, the Sidrei Tara again is saying that for the Sarmi Kotzi, Tsar is a problem maker din, even if it's a star. But for everyone else, it's only a Chumrah. So, Sidrei Tara is bothered. Why is that different than the case of Chetz? Take a look at Sif Yud Aleph. Chetz. Maybe this is also the Mishnah Yisera and Mikvos. Chetz or kotz atacha bebasar. If you have an arrow that pierced the skin and is protruding, im nira mi bachutz chotzeitz, an arrow splinter, if you see it from the outside, if it goes above skin level, it's chotzeitz. And eino nira, eino chotzeitz. So presumably, if you have a arrow embedded in your skin, that's going to hurt, and it would probably hurt to remove it. So there, it sounds like, even by mitzdar, it is chotzeitz me'ikar adin. So he says, for the Mordechai, you might distinguish between something which is part of the body and something which is a foreign substance. That if it's a foreign substance that became embedded in the body, you have an arrow that was shot or a splinter, so then even if there's sar involved, that's going to be chotzeitz. But if you have a scab, so that's part of the body, that's not the same level. So there, mikra din, it could be, even if there's sar involved, it's not going to be chotzeitz. The body of Shulchan Sifkatan Ayin Ches is Makel, the bottom line, that if you have something where there's Tsar involved in removing it, and it's not going to be washed away in the water, then he thinks you could be Makel. And he says it's Masha that way in the Mishnah Brurah in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim as well. Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Sifkatan Tes Zayin. And that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv as well, that if there's no choice, as long as it could become somewhat wet or soften up during the tefillah, as it says in Siftes, that Isha Balas Chatat and Svicha Locha B'maya Mashis Rakaku. So even if you have these Chatat and Marosha, so you have to wash it so it becomes a little bit moist. You could be makel for a scab that has sar as well. Rav Vosner writes, Shirei Shevet Alevi, page Shin Lamed Beis, that a person has eczema, so you do your best to remove whatever you can remove, but if some things can't be removed, then you can leave it. And that's what Rabbi Morkin's request from Yashu as well, just tisrakech b'mayim, but otherwise you could go to the mikvah. Okay, we'll stop here for today. And next time, we'll pick up with the bandages, and that's Sif Yud. We'll talk more about the chaitz and splinters. Then dirt under fingernails. We'll just go weiter in the 7.
With bandages, will casts come out?
Yep. Okay. Oh, thank you so much.